This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has declared war on Osama bin Laden's organization, Al-Qaeda. In his speech before Congress last night, the president said Al-Qaeda is to terror what the mafia is to crime.
The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated terrorist organizations known as Al-Qaeda. They are some of the murderers indicted for bombing American embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, and responsible for bombing the USS Cole.
NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much is known about bin Laden's outfit, and how good is the evidence against it?
Well, what we know is that Al-Qaeda means the base, and it is a loose coalition of one or two dozen terrorist groups. They span across the Arab world from Egypt to Iraq to Azerbaijan. And it's run, as you know, by Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. It's incredibly sophisticated. It appears that this organization toys with U.S. intelligence. For example, U.S. intelligence this summer got a slew of information about bin Laden and his plans through interviews he's given, a training videotape he made, phone calls of his associates that were intercepted. And some reports are now asking whether these threats that were involved in all these things were meant to distract the U.S. in advance of last week's attacks. For example, after some intercepted calls this summer, the U.S. put all of its forces in the Gulf on high alert. So we're wondering if he's pretty good at playing a cat and mouse game.
And the evidence tying them to last Tuesday's attack, how good is that?
Well, you know, Bob, that's a big question. My sources say that investigators have absolutely no doubt that bin Laden is involved, but they want to build a case against him so that they can get support from U.S. allies. So what they're doing is trying to round up as many people they believe are connected to Osama bin Laden as possible. According to the New York Times today, they're looking for a man who they believe met with some of the hijackers before the attacks and might have had a role in coordinating them. Now, officials tell me that's exactly how bin Laden works. He has various cells, and then someone comes in at the last minute and executes the plan. They've also interviewed a Muslim cleric in Laurel, Maryland, who investigators believe to be a contact for Al-Qaeda operatives. He testified at the trial against the embassy bombers, you know, the embassy bombings from 1998. And the cleric says he knows nothing about the attack at all. On Wednesday night, agents arrested a man named Nabil al-Marab, who's believed to have connections to Osama bin Laden. As we talked about yesterday, this is a man who had a driver's license that let him transport hazardous material. But here's the problem. All this is chronic. The FBI is not entirely sure that the man that they've got in custody is a man connected to Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they've had stolen identities.
Right. They have a lot of problems with identities. Yesterday, FBI Director Robert Mueller said it's not clear that we even know who all the hijackers really are. Some of the hijackers had passports that were stolen from Saudi citizens who are still alive, so we're not sure of their identities. And, you know, that can be a big problem, because if investigators have the wrong names, it's hard to trace the hijackers' activities before the attack, and it's hard to figure out whom they were working with here in the U.S. and abroad. And, of course, it's harder to tie it back to Osama bin Laden.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.